So I say to you, people of University Radio Exeter, that we will rise above the evil powers of our rival student radio stations. Our superior minds and bodies will make us the supreme power. We will get the highest listenership figures for the week commencing the 1st of February 1999. And then, ultimate power! We will win the Guardian Student Radio Cake Making Battle! Welcome to the Harris Master Plan. It's a Saturday evening. My name's Harry Harris. My producer is Alex Jenner. Coming up on today's show, we have the Challenge Anarchists. The challenges are in, the lines are closed. Any minute now, we'll be going right through those challenges. Also on the show, all the best in the current hits and the absolute most fantastic hits from chart history. Then we'll be going over to our special feature. Every time it's the Harris Master Plan, it'll be time to go over to the house. Yes, we have Tom Jordan out there in the house, ready to tell us what's happening in student residence. In just a minute, we'll be going through those challenges. But stay tuned. This is University Radio Exeter.
This is University Radio Exeter on 100.6 FM.
So, welcome to University Radio Exeter for RAG 1999. Out there, we have Mr. James McNally. Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Harris. How are you?
I'm very well. Oh, and how are you?
I'm not bad. Did we leave the studio in a respectable state?
Well, yes, the studio is in a reasonably respectable state. Now, I have to ask you something.
Yeah?
You have the Challenge Anarchists with you, do you not?
I do. Do you want me to go through and introduce them all?
I think you ought to introduce the Challenge Anarchists one by one.
Okay. First of all, in the red hat, cherry red, right? Because that's important, is Mr. Mark Seddon. Say hello, Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Oh, God.
Comedy genius.
He is a god, isn't he?
And in the light blue Man City-type UN peacekeeper beret...
Turquoise.
...is Marcus Haynes.
Hello.
Hello, Marcus.
And then in the black as night, like an SAS killer creeping through ninja-like to slice your throat, is Stu.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, Stuart.
And then, how would you describe black as night, but with a hint of red... As though to say, I'm evil, and yet, passionate.
So those are your challenge anarchists?
It's Robin.
Well,
on fire.
Robin, hello. It's nice that you have a challenge anarchist there. However, no set of challenge anarchists will be complete without a challenge. So are you ready?
How right you are.
I am. I've never was a truer word spoken.
By so, a Dutchman.
So here is, well, let's have a look at the challenge. Challenge Anarchists, your challenge for today is as follows. Angus from Union Road says, can you go down anywhere in the city, be it river, aquarium, anywhere where there is a fish, and bring that fish back to the studio alive? Will you do it?
That's meant to be a challenge, is it?
That's a challenge.
We'll do it.
Will
we do it?
Yeah! So the Challenge Anarchists, as we speak, are making their way away from the university campus and somehow are going to locate themselves a fish. Now, I should take this opportunity to say that at no point during the next 2 hours is any fish going to be harmed. So we'd like to thank Angus in Union Road for that challenge. Any more challenges, you're very welcome. Just call in on Exeter 263 568. That's Exeter 263 568. There's still 5 more challenges to complete over the next 2 weeks. And we'll be very grateful if you've got one.
So I think they've had just about some time to think about that. James McNally, back over to you. Are you there?
Hello, Harry.
Hello.
Yes, we're fat and we're bumper, but we're overweight and we're running.
You're running? Where are you running? Okay.
We're running. We remembered that there might be some fish on campus.
Some fish on campus?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, where do you think they are?
Well, you know, Peter Chalk kind of area.
Okay, well, happy hunting, and I'll get back to you soon. You're tuned then to the Harris Master Plan. We have the Challenge Anarchists out there looking for some fish. Well, we'll be getting back to them just soon enough as we can be bothered. Well, I think we'll give them some time to find somewhere where there is a fish. They've still got an hour and three quarters to capture that fish and bring it back alive to the studio. Furthermore, I should add that at no point during this broadcast is any money going to be spent. Everything the Challenge Anarchists do has got to be free. Meanwhile, we've had a challenge from the Springfield boys. Thanks for ringing up again. They are Tom, Des and Jerome. Their challenge is to go to the Turk's Head on the high street with their colours up and in a loud voice order three lager shandies and drink them whilst sitting at the bar. They then have to get the barman to sign a beer mat with "We Love Students" written on it. So, I think we, for reasons of safety of our DJs, we might just leave that one. Well, then again, maybe not. I'll put it to them next time we speak to them.
The evening on University Radio Exeter FM.
It's time for...
I Can't Believe I Invented That! Featuring the self-adhesive suit. Edible socks.
Honey, where are my socks?
They're in the toaster.
And the fireproof camera.
It's not a problem! It's fireproof!
Hi, everybody. I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such advertisements as, "Oh my God, these specs are awful!" and "Myopia Madness." But now I'm here to tell you about a remarkable new offer from Optimate, the opticians on campus. Until now, that was the only way to improve your eyesight without wearing glasses. But that's all changed. Here's why. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Nick Riviera.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Dr. Nick, may I just say what beautiful blue eyes you have?
Look again, Troy.
Why, they're brown.
Wrong, Troy.
They're green. Why, it just isn't possible.
Yes, it is, Troy. Thanks to Optimate's fantastic deal on monthly contact lenses, top quality brands, including Shoreview, Hydron, and Zeiss, for $13.95 per month, including solution.
Dr. Nick, you're toying with me.
No, I'm not, Troy. And these cosmetic color-enhanced lenses I was wearing earlier, just $16.95, including solutions.
And that's all available from Optimum, opposite the University Library?
Yes, either visit or call them on Exeter, 495-414.
Dr. Nick, I think you may have just changed my life. And now over to Bob with that rampant Chilean pig.
Monday to Friday, 4 till 7, live from the studios of URE on 100.6 FM, we present the Mondex Drive Time Show with your DJ, Nick Besant, and introducing the big, balding love god, Mr. Mark Lumley. To be this good takes Mondex.
The Harris Master Plan on University Radio Exeter for RAG 99, 100.6 FM. So, it's time to go back over to those crazy, zany, wacky Challenge Anarchists. James!
Hi, hi.
Hello.
Can you hear us all right?
Of course I can hear you all right. I've got ears.
crazy. Sorry, we took a bit longer than we thought, but we were over in the Turk's Head having a pint and we lost radio contact.
Okay, fine. Yeah, well, that happened. You found a fish?
Oh, have we found a fish? This is the Moby Dick of fishes.
You found a... That's a whale, James. Is that a mammal or something?
Yeah, that's why I said the Moby Dick of fishes.
So it's not a fish?
It is.
That's like saying...
How much a carp worth?
But you say it's the Moby Dick of fish. A Moby Dick of fish is like, it's like the woman of man. It doesn't make any sense.
Sorry, you're breaking up. I can't really hear you that well.
Yeah,
all
enough.
I can say is, how much are koi carp worth?
Well, they can fetch as much as... I'm just consulting my book. Yeah,
koi
about 400 pounds.
Oh, okay, well, we've got about 7 grams worth here. we've got three slight problems.
What are they?
Which fish do we pick? How do we catch it? And how do we transport it back to the studio?
Right, okay, well, is one of the fish better looking than the other?
In a Danny Lawrence kind of way.
What do you mean in a Danny Lawrence kind of way? No one out there knows who Danny Lawrence is.
Oh, but they will do.
A breakfast DJ How can you be a good-looking fish in a Danny Lawrence kind of way?
Well, you know, I'm trying. It's all right, you know. Just like, there's one with glasses and a bit of a limp, which is somewhat behind the rest of the pack.
You could take that one, and we could give it some counselling.
At the moment, the way of transporting it seems to be in Bob's belly.
Will it still be alive when it emerges?
Haven't you seen that chicken do with the mice?
What does Bob think of that? Tell me, what does Bob think of that?
Bob's not here at the moment.
Where's Bob?
Where's Bob indeed?
Where is Bob, anyway?
I can't tell you right now, that's top secret.
Maybe it was the talk of fish just sent him
I think he's gone to
running
the
around the corner.
Yeah. So we still have Marcus, Stu and Mark.
Good, that's good.
Mark's being made to stand very, very straight and tall, and we're going to tie a bit of cotton onto the end of his nose, I think, and then bend Marcus into a hook shape.
Yeah, that's good, yeah, use them as fishing rods.
Yeah, no, bait.
Bait.
Yeah.
How can you bend someone into the shape of a bait?
You're asking too many questions, Harris.
All right, so what do you propose to do now? Do you want some time to think about it?
Yes, if people want to ring in and tell us, or come and find us, I guess. I mean, we're near the tennis courts.
Of course, I've just been reminded by my producer, the inimitable Alex Jenner, mm-hmm. that you do know, don't you, that if the fish dies, you fail.
The fish won't die.
The fish won't die?
Yeah, you can put that on a t-shirt and you can wear that round camera.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the fish won't die.
The fish won't die. That's good. Right, so I'm going to give you some time to think about it. We'll be back soon. I want to know, we've decided you're going to go for the limp Danny Lawrence looking like fish.
Yep. Yes, that's
right. You're next. I want you to start thinking about how you're going to catch it. All right?
That's not a problem.
How are you going to catch it? I'll be back to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Okay, there's James McNally is going to work out how he should catch that fish. And sorry, I was just thinking there. It's a bit of a problem knowing how to get a fish, a very big carp, out of a pond. James, any methods cropping up?
Methods. Yeah, I had a little fishy and I put it on a dishy and I ate that little fishy for my tea. I believe the rhyme went. And we've got four different methods now. It's like Tekken, you know. Each fighter's got his own little special moves. First of all, Stu Taylor.
What are you talking about?
Stu Taylor has got. What are you doing, Stu?
I'm throwing stones at them, sort of within about 2 feet of them in front. So hopefully that would attract them there by the ripples, and they'd think. What's going on? We've got to have a look. And
they'll just pop over.
And they'll just pop over and see what's happening.
The problem with this, as in everybody's character, there's a slight flaw in that Stu hasn't got his glasses on and keeps throwing the rocks at us. He keeps trying to hook leaves, going, I've got one, and it's a leaf.
Right.
So it's a slight problem. Now we're going over to Mark Seddon now. Okay, Mark Seddon has been the luckiest of the bunch so far, I think, because Mark found a loaf of bread in some bushes. Don't know why, but there was a loaf of bread in some bushes. So,
bread.
what are you doing, Mark?
Well, I'm going to...
He's eating the bread.
Well, I'm hungry. I didn't have any tea.
Mark said he's supposed to be trying to get the fish out of the pond, not eat his tea.
He found a loaf of bread in the bushes. Does that not deserve any marks at all?
All right, one mark. Give him a mark
yeast
for that.
Yeast is living, isn't it? Doesn't that count?
All right, your
yeast
first...
Yeast a type of fish.
A yeast fish?
I was going to feed them tunes otherwise, because I had something in my pocket, but...
A tune sandwich.
So you're going to tuna sandwich.
Luring the fish with bread, that's it, is it?
They might see the tuna thing, you know, they might be slightly dyslexic, think it's tuna.
Yeah.
And go and see their other fish brothers.
Alright, moving on then.
Okay, moving on, I have to go round the corner where they've disappeared.
What corner is this?
This is it's a bloody big pond, mate.
Whereabouts is this, in case anyone wants to come and eat
steak? Down by the tennis courts. Fisherman, where are you?
The tennis courts by Reed Hall, would that be?
Yes, it is.
If anyone wants to go to tennis courts by Reed Hall, there's a big pond there. Go down and have a look. Constructive ideas.
Oh, sorry, I've got to speak quietly now, because Marcus, what are you doing? Oh my God! There's a lot of fish here. There's about 10 fish.
It's
big fish.
They
smell a rat. He's just throwing bits of bread at them to try and win their friendship. And then he's going to invite them around for a cup of tea or something like that, bosh them over the head, and serve them up.
It's got to be alive.
But stunned is okay.
What's Bob doing?
What's Bob doing? Well, Bob went and got his motor. Okay, and in his motor he's come back with a Tupperware box, which he used to keep his sandwiches in, and a plastic bag, and using these two objects, he's going to build a device to catch fish.
Okay, James,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to believe this, we have actually had a call from Mr. Jeff Burgess.
Oh, yes.
He challenges us to, what is it, Jeff Burgess from Hampshire has challenged us to find out if it's true. The old adage about if you push a tree over in a forest and there's nobody there, does it make a sound? So that's one for the future, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
So
Come on, you got to check. If you push a DJ, DG, I don't know what I'm talking like. If I push a DJ into a pond, does he make a sound? And everyone runs away.
All right, James.
Well, wish us luck. We're sending the sending in now.
Okay, good luck. You're listening to the Harris Master Plan. I'm Harry Harris, and out there, somewhere in the wilderness, in the Duryard area, are the Challenge Anarchists, and I've got a request from them. Anyone out there, if you have a fish that we can borrow, please give us a ring on 263-568. Much obliged. James.
So the $6 million radio show is what it's called. Oh, hi, Harry.
Hello, James.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Are you jiggy with it?
I'm jiggy with it. I'm very jiggy.
Are you
jiggy.
Is Jenna with it?
It's Jenna. Jenna's here. Jenna.
Hello, James. How are you doing?
Oh, we just heard some rumours about, you know, it's been quiet for quite a while.
I heard you saying you thought I'd killed him.
I know, it's like Big Brother here. We can't say anything. We mentioned that perhaps we might need some help getting a fish. All of a sudden, you're broadcasting to the nation that we need help with a fish. We don't need your help.
That's only because I thought, you know...
We have the two country boys here.
Okay, yeah.
Bob and Marcus.
Marcus?
Marcus and his comedy sidekick, Bob.
What's happened, James? What's happened?
What?
What happened?
Hello, Harry.
Hello, what happened?
Some guy just came running at us with a bag on his head,
throwing things at
us.
Throwing
things at you? What? Who? I've no idea who.
Well, where's he gone?
He's gone now.
Who is this guy?
I didn't swear, did I?
No, I don't think you did, but there was quite a noise.
Did I keep professional?
You kept professional.
Time.
Deep breath, we're still here. James, the fish, let's turn our attention to this fish.
I'm never going back there again, Harris.
James, the fish.
What?
Where's this fish?
What?
Where's the fish?
The fish is secondary now. We found its disguise. It was a bag with holes in it. And, Harris.
What's the matter?
I think I pooed me pants.
James, do you want some time to recuperate?
I think we're leaving the area now.
Oh, God. Fish has still got to be found, James. We'll give you another chance in a few moments.
The Weekend on University Radio Exeter FM.
You know, Frank, much as I enjoy being in this public house, I'd rather be somewhere else of an evening.
Where's that in, Frank?
The Timepiece.
The Timepiece? What's that?
That's a club with live jazz on Mondays, guest DJs, house drum and bass disco on Tuesdays, Boost and Vodka Red Bull Frenzy Wednesdays, the Cheesy Club on Thursdays, Indie Mayhem with DJ Tezza on Fridays, the Sex Machine giving you the best mix of the biggest tunes on Saturdays.
So if the Antipodean pop midget Kylie Minogue was to come up to me and say, I'm tired of all this partying, I want to stay in and watch Songs of Praise, we'd say,
Oi, Minogue! No! You've got to go to Timepiece on Sunday, because it's the comedy club with the nation's top alternative comedians. The Timepiece, it's been around forever.
Take a caffeine charged blend of your favourite tunes. Add a splash of full fat chat.
People probably think I'm a really sophisticated DJ because I mix things together. It's not intentional. It's just me getting it wrong. Well, I like the song, and I don't like other Spice Girls songs.
You liar!
Why do you choose music that you haven't heard before?
I like the CD case it was in. Really jumped out at me.
And you have the recipe to get your weekend mornings moving. It's Sugar and Spice.
So young, so talented, so single.
7 to 10 on 100.6 FM URE for Rag 99.
Play a song.
So that's